Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
The first leg of the MTN 8 semi-finals taking place this weekend. Orlando Pirates home to Mamelodi Sundowns at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, and Kaizer Chiefs taking on AmaZulu on Sunday at 3:30. Masebe Qina is a journalist at Soccer La Duma, joining me on the line now. Masebe, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa, and morning to your listeners.
The organizers of the MTN 8 will be super happy having three of the big giants participating at semi-final stages. What outcomes are you anticipating this weekend?
Well, yeah, I agree with you fully. What a way to get back to football action after the FIFA international break. High-profile matches, Sundowns, Pirates, and Chiefs and AmaZulu. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I'm looking at the one that is playing tomorrow, Pirates Sundowns. Pirates at home, I think. Pirates after signing Kemet Erasmus from Sundowns and Tetuan Rondo from Mauromo Gallants. Those are two quality players. I expect Pirates to go through, but obviously these matches will not be decided this weekend because these are only the first legs. The second legs will be later on this month. On Sunday, Chiefs AmaZulu, they haven't been doing very well so far this season under Coach Atazwana, but I think Chiefs will have the edge against AmaZulu because AmaZulu themselves are not doing quite well.
And all teams will be mindful that they need to come out of the starting blocks with the best game of football they're able to muster, because the more goals you can get against your opponent, it does make that second leg on the 22nd and the 23rd of October a little bit easier for your team.
Exactly, exactly. I think that's what the coaches will emphasize going to these first legs, especially for the teams that are playing at home. They will try and make use of the home advantage, try score as many goals as possible and try make the job as simple as possible going to the second leg. So I expect goals this weekend.
I imagine for a team like Kaizer Chiefs, for example, the likelihood of them being at the top of the DStv Premiership is almost zero. So cup competitions becomes the space where they can satisfy the supporters. How much pressure will they be under to be victorious this weekend?
Exactly. Good point, Africa, because we're looking at Chiefs, a team that is currently sitting out of the top eight at the moment, because they are ninth, having won just three matches out of eight. So chances of them, still very early in the season, but chances of them winning the league are slim. So for them to make their fans smile, this is an opportunity, because if you win this one and win the second leg, if you go through to the final, you're left with just one match to take the trophy. So they've got to do it. But pressure will be on them to do that.
As Sundowns will be under pressure because they are the defending champions, of course, having held the title four times. Masebe, thank you very much. Masebe Qina is a journalist at Soccer La Duma. Kickoff tomorrow is at 3:30, Orlando Pirates home to Mamelodi Sundowns in the first of the two semi-final matches at the MTN tournament. Kaizer Chiefs, of course, are home to AmaZulu on Sunday at 3:30. And as Masebe indicated there, this is only the first leg. The second leg is going to be on the 22nd and the 23rd of October. Good luck to all the teams, and may your team be the victor this weekend.